Hello, welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, the Sunday edition. I am your hostess, Bass, a.k.a. Be True. Welcome, welcome to today's episode. Happy Sunday to you and yours, and thank you all, to listeners worldwide, for supporting the show since March 21st, 2011, and much love to new listeners also. My apologies also for not broadcasting as consistently as I should be, but for the month of August, there is a consistent schedule up. So just visit the schedule and check out the shows, and thank you so much for checking out the archive shows, and those of you that have been listening since the beginning, since the concept show in 2011, thank you for tuning in and checking out the archives. I have many favorite past broadcasts, and there are many past guests and co-hosts that will be returning to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, not to mention newbies, new friends worldwide that will be a part of the show, and are awesome artists and musicians whom music will be showcased and will be coming on to the show. Recently, I have done throwbacks of some of my favorite shows, just from the very first concept show to some of my favorite artists that have, and to be honest, every artist that have performed or interviewed here on the show, that have been showcased on the show, are my favorite. Let's see. We know Belinda Renee will be returning. She chatted with us before the hurricane hit Houston, Hurricane Harvey. So we definitely want to chat with her, not only about pure romance and enhancing our romantic lives, but we want to know how she and her family and those in her community outside of Houston are doing right. And that is the topic of today's show, Hurricane Season 2017 Update. And before, I've always loved the Weather Channel anyway, but I've definitely been loving the Weather Channel and the other networks also that have been keeping us up to date regarding this horrific hurricane season that we have been experiencing. And it seemed like other, you know, we need to talk to some scientists and also men and women of the cloth also regarding these natural disasters, right? Earthquakes, and then there's been volcano eruptions, and it's crazy that the situations that have been happening dealing with mountains, you know. This is crazy to hear this news so often. But hurricane season 2017, my TV is still tuned to the Weather Channel, but I was watching the Weather Geeks a couple hours ago, and then they were speaking of three hurricanes practically all together, category 3 and more, hidden various areas in the same areas, in similar areas all at once. That is unheard of. And also on the Weather Channel a couple of days ago, not too long, finished some good soup. I cooked some homemade beef vegetable soup, and it is delicious. I posted it on Instagram, and of course it went out to my Twitter and my Facebook feed. So a little bit of the spiciness getting to me, but it's delicious. But Paul Goodloe said that he was not trying to downplay, because our friends in Florida and our friends in Houston and Texas, you know, still need help, they're still recovering. And I mean, this is from a weatherman himself. Paul Goodloe stated on the Weather Channel the other day, he said, I'm not downplaying Hurricane Harvey, Hurricane Irma, what happened in Texas, what happened in Florida. He said, but what's going on in Puerto Rico is devastating. And the people in Puerto Rico, they on that island, they definitely need help. And, you know, those of us worldwide, we do. We need to, we all need to look out for each other because, yeah, we're all going through something, right, in our own personal lives and within our communities. But, you know, we must be there for each other in all the things that we are going through. But we heard this from the meteorologist himself on the Weather Channel. And as he and another weather person were having a discussion, providing us with proper news, he stated, I am not downplaying. He said, you all see me. He was in the midst of both and all. You know, he was there in San Juan because I watched it. He couldn't even report for many hours because he and the Weather Channel crew had to go, and other networks, they had to go for safety. And I remember before the hurricane hit, he expressed his concern for some of the people that were unable to get out of their homes, especially in the community with the bright, multicolored houses. I remember him stating, he said, we can go to a safe place here in the hotel. I'm concerned with what happened to those people. And so he stressed this yesterday morning. I'm not downplaying what happened in Texas. And, you know, we watched he and his colleagues in Texas. We watched them in Florida. He said, but this is something. The people of Puerto Rico, the island of Puerto Rico, definitely need our help, need our assistance. And, you know, we must heed to it. We see their governor Ricardo Rossello. We see the mayor of San Juan and other politicians and community leaders. Our dear friend Adonis, whom I talk about often on the broadcast, and my friends at LaBear Dallas. Adonis, you know, he is a native of Ponce, Puerto Rico, and he's back and forth. He lives in Dallas, and he lives in Puerto Rico. So he also is, you know, he wrote out Jose, because he wrote out Jose. He made it back in Ponce in time to ride it out with his family and loved ones. He arrived back that Friday because, he had a very important birthday bash at LaBear Dallas. And, a couple of days after he arrived back in Dallas, here comes Maria. You know, so just like many others, he has had very little, if any, contact with his family. And he have a fundraising effort going on. Also, connect with him on Instagram and on Twitter and definitely on Facebook. His Meet Adonis page and his YouTube channel, of course. He have an awesome blog. And my little niece is here, so Aaliyah, you want to say hello?
Hello.
So Aaliyah is saying hello to everyone. So hello to everyone around the world.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah, she said, hello, everybody. That's from Aaliyah, my great niece, 4 years old. Oh, 4 years old, going on 24. So you guys have heard Aaliyah and her younger sister, also Amia, my two great nieces. Amia has a birthday coming up on Halloween. So definitely we have Halloween shows coming up this month in the month of October. But back to how you can reach out and get in touch with Adonis, you can definitely check out his vlog. And he is planning on, he travels back and forth, but he has stated that he plans to return to Ponce to work with the rebuild and help his, where he lives and where he's a native of, and where he lives also outside of living in Dallas. Dallas is his second home. He loves Dallas like I love Dallas, obviously. And, but there's help. And I have seen on his Facebook page, and I've shared on my Facebook page, where friends and relatives have shared the needs of Ponce and other places within Puerto Rico. But I know some of the power has been restored, but like the mayor has stressed, they need a lot of things. People are dying. And thank God the president, I know the president, you know, said some things after the mayor pleaded for help the other day, but thank God the president and the first lady will travel there on Tuesday, and hopefully they can get everything that needs to get to certain areas, to those certain areas, and people that are that just need to survive, and people that it's really a life and or death situation. You know, need to either, you know, they need to get to a safe place. You know, Puerto Rico, Virgin Islands are a U.S. territory. They're Americans, and so should be treated no different than Florida. And this is coming out of my mouth. And I know some of you are saying, well, she's Republican, she voted for Trump, and Trump has businesses in Puerto Rico, right? A guy that I dated a couple years in the 90s, and he happens to be African-American, while we're on this topic, he considered Trump to be one of his best friends. I'm just putting it out there. Those of you that know who I dated from 93 to 95 know who I'm talking about. And he considered Trump to be one of his best friends. And he spoke of Trump. I even went to Miami with him and stayed at the Doral in Miami. And I know I didn't meet Trump, but he considered Trump one of his best friends. I'm saying this to say this. San Juan was one of his favorite places. I never did. Ever since I was a little girl, I've always wanted to visit Puerto Rico, San Juan, because anybody who knows me know I have always loved the Latin community. You know how some people just love certain communities and certain cultures. And my mother and my relatives and friends that I've grown up with in school know this to be true. And but back to this boyfriend I dated, San Juan was one of his favorite places. He and I would travel to Nassau, Bahamas often, but I know sometimes he would travel to San Juan. I'm like, you went without me. I wanted to go. I've always wanted to go to San Juan. So I know San Juan is probably one of Trump's favorite places also, and I think one of his golf courses is in Puerto Rico. Maybe I think San Juan. I should know. I have been a long time. I've studied Trump for a long time, but you know, he's very outspoken, and do I think he should tone down? Yes. Let work speak for itself. Yesterday I was into, and I'm kind of getting off chart, but I'm kind of on chart. Yesterday, as an open-minded, independent thinking Republican since childhood, you all must remember too, Trump has not always been Republican. He's Democrat. He was Democrat. He was Democrat back then when the guy I was dating considered him his best friend. But you know, he's Republican. Nothing wrong with that. Reagan, one of my favorite presidents. He was Democrat first and switched to Republican. Rick Perry, he ran Al Gore's campaign and he was Democrat, right? So there's nothing wrong with switching parties and being independent. You even had a right, because so many of my friends and loved ones don't even vote. You ladies, tone it down, please.
Okay.
But I'm getting kind of distracted. My nieces are playing in the background. They're on the patio, but I guess they're trying to get you all's attention. And I told them that this show was pertaining to a very important topic. And also, you all, please call in if you are holding any type of benefits or relief drives. Please call in and share your info, because I even have been getting questions of where to send old and new clothes to people that need assistance. One of my friends here, one of the artists that was featured in the Mississippi Music Showcase with Crossroads Film Festival this past April, Ashton Rocks. She and I even, when I posted some information on my Facebook wall, she mentioned how she would love to put together a drive to help the people of Puerto Rico. And I told her I would also. And so I immediately messaged the governor and told him that I had a friend that had not put together a drive. And I said, but we would like the support from your office. And, you know, I'm sure he got my response, but I haven't heard from him through the message. But through his speeches and the mayor's speeches, I see, you know, I'm sure they've been getting a lot of messages and phone calls from from groups and individuals who want to help and do their part. And I do my part throughout social media. And hopefully we can get Adonis to come on the show and talk about his efforts and talk about the love of Puerto Rico also. But he's putting together a team, and he has a fundraising effort going on to help Ponce. And that's a beautiful, beautiful place. And that's one thing I love about his vlog. He shares a lot of images of Ponce and of his family and so on. So it's a very good vlog, but you see amazing things also. So definitely reach out to him. But back to what I was saying, we would keep you all updated, my friends and I here in Jackson, because Ashton Rocks, she contacted me. She has a big show coming up on the 8th, and so we definitely will plan this effort like after the 8th. And I'm working on things also, you know, personally and professionally. But I know she's preparing for her show at Offbeat, where we had the after show after the Mississippi Music Showcase back in April. And we'll keep you all updated. But friends throughout, I think the person was from Arizona that wanted to know where they could send their any clothing that's needed for individuals. So we need that kind of information from the government or organizations that are helping out and going there. But definitely get in touch with Meet Adonis. And one thing about it, the mayor of San Juan and the governor, they're asking us for help and assistance. So we definitely must do that. You can call in if you want to make a comment or share any pertinent information. The number is 646-787-1578. And I will open the chat room up also. So I'm opening the chat room up also if you would like to speak. I also would like to, you all know this, I must make a big shout-out and congrats to James Franco and the cast and crew of The Disaster Artist. They won Best Film at the San Sebastian Film Festival in Spain. So that festival, I think the last day was yesterday. So check out the closed group that I created back in the summertime. We have been having a super blessed, great time in the James Franco Project. So if you're on Facebook and you love James Franco and his family and his friends and those and his students' work, definitely come join us. It's a happy place of positivity. And we effectively network. We have private events and group chats and so on. And we really do. It's an exclusive club. You would be amazed when you join us and see the exclusive news that we share amongst friends. We call ourselves hashtag Franco Friends. So a big shout out to him. I'm looking at my new people. And you all know also I have a page. My Save Dallas page is still active and alive and well, and we're having a great time on that page also. And Dynasty, reboot of Dynasty, coming to CW. October 11th, series premiere, Wednesday. Dynasty, reboot of Dynasty. We definitely need Dallas to return. I love Dynasty, the original Dynasty. Yes, I'm 49. I love the original Dallas. I love the TNT reboot of Dallas. And many of us wanted that fourth season, and so we're still trying to save Dallas. And Dynasty is back. You know Dallas must come back. Save Dallas. Hashtag save Dallas. Definitely come on my page and also support the other pages also that are promoting Save Dallas. We're still alive and well, and we still won't save Dallas. But remember also to still assist the Harvey, Jose, and Maria victims. I don't like saying victims or people affected by those hurricanes. You know that definitely contact American Red Cross, Salvation Army, United Way. Definitely contact those. And organizations, contact the Better Business Bureau also when certain businesses, to check out certain businesses that are, raising funds and trying to help out. It's important to know that your donations, monetary or items, perishable, non-perishable goods or whatever, get to certain people in an immediate period, right? Yeah, I'm trying to open my chat room, but it is not. It's slow about opening. Not opening up, and I'm trying not to. Oh, great! I'm trying not to get to interrupt the live broadcast also, and I do not like again, for the future and for today, the number is 646-787-1578. So it's official now, huh? Prince Harry and Meghan. Congrats to them. You know I'm a royal watcher, so I think that's amazing. So big shout out to them. That's great. And congrats to Kim, Chloe, Kylie. All three have announced that I don't know if all three have announced, but all three, Kim has confirmed. I don't know if the family's confirmed, but I don't know if Kylie's confirmed. I think Chloe has confirmed. So congrats to those ladies, all expecting kids soon. What was I about to say? So that's really great news. Man, I was watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians earlier this morning, but that's another topic for another show. And it's been a year since that crazy thing happened to Kim and Paris. And I'm mentioning this because it was on a Monday morning. It was on October the 2nd. And my late kitty cat Prince, a tabby kitty, and my fur baby, BJ, and I, we were in a U-Haul truck leaving Sherman, Texas, headed to Dallas, and then from Dallas headed back here to Jackson, Mississippi. I say this to say this. We were in bumper-to-bumper traffic, like in McKinney, Texas, Plano, Texas. Early morning traffic, like 5:30, 6 o'clock. I had the radio tuned to Ricky Smiley morning show in traffic. And I love the Kardashian Jenner family. Number one, as a kid, I've always loved Bruce Jenner. Honestly, no joke. About Caitlyn now, I always loved Bruce Jenner. And then the family is just, a family that, and I like networking with them when Kim was dating Reggie, and when Reggie joined the Saints was here practicing. So I knew Reggie from him when he was when he joined the Saints were here practicing. And so I liked networking with the family when they were dating, and then we kept our online friendship on, but with the family, with the Jenners and Kardashians and so on. So I heard Ricky Smiley, he made a statement like, Kim, something bad has happened to Kim Kardashian. I didn't know what had happened. I thought maybe she had had a procedure or something and something had gone wrong, you know. And, you know, that's not too far-fetched because why did Kanye lose his mother, you know. And I'm like, oh, my God, what happened? And then when they broke the news that she had been literally robbed in Paris, I just could not believe it. And I'm in bumper-to-bumper traffic out between McKinney, Texas, and Plano, Texas, in a U-Haul truck. I've never driven a U-Haul truck, but I'm a good driver. And I'm like, oh, my God, what is really going on? So I just, as I congratulate them for their babies, and then this morning I seen that episode on, and I have seen that episode one or two other times before, but it's kind of ironic. This is the anniversary, and I remember exactly, you know, when you ask yourself, where were you when this happened? That's where I was when I heard the news about Kim being robbed. And then really they were talking about Kanye. Kanye just dropped his, they said Kanye literally, they were talking about Kanye had just left in the middle of his concert, and some fans, if the fans were going to be refunded or were they going to, if they would get a chance to see a rescheduled show or not. That's what they were talking about. And Gary with the T and Ricky smiling all, so that was crazy right there. But again, this hurricane season, we got to pull together. We have to network with each other. Contact me on Twitter, Beth Williams, Cutshot Inc. Reach out, just like I immediately sent a message to the governor of Puerto Rico. You contact, and if you despise President Trump, but you know you need him to make decisions, and he is making quick and effective decisions and cutting through a lot of red tape. But we need more red tape cut through, right? I mean, if you just hate his guts that you can't even think anymore, reach out and say, hey, I need help. My family need help. I have friends that need help. I mean, you reach out to whoever you need to, the powers that be, and work together. Like I mentioned to my friend Ashton Rock, I'm like, yeah, we can pull our resources together and, you know, put together something. And she let me know that some of her friends are planning on doing something. So, you know, some individuals and groups will be coming together in Jackson, Mississippi, putting together a relief effort to help the people of Puerto Rico. And you all know during my last broadcast I talked about how, you know, I want to help out Houston. Look, I need help myself, just like many of you are saying. I need help myself. You know, I do too. But we just can't be idle and just, like, stay to ourselves, oh, I must stay in my lane. I mean, we must really even saying your prayers. Prayers do a lot. And to my atheist friends, thinking positive thoughts and spreading love. I mean, being in good light of one another, being there for one another, that's what. Important, making an effort to make a difference. The holiday season is here. It's not approaching. You all see it. Halloween, Christmas holiday, Thanksgiving things. I mean, I am seeing Christmas items everywhere surpassing Thanksgiving. And my mother's birthday is the day before Thanksgiving this year. Sometimes it's on Thanksgiving, and so her 86th birthday is on November 22nd, the day before Thanksgiving, and I will reshare the episode also, throwback the show, when we talk about recipes. See, my mom has even been, those of you that are new, my mother has been a guest on the show talking about awesome recipes and holiday recipes also. And that's one thing that I've, you know, been perfecting. And Mom did enjoy it. She is homemade she fished for soup that I cooked earlier today. As a matter of fact, she's eating it. Well, she was eating it when I started the show, so she's taking her time and eating it. And I asked her, like, how is it, Mom? And she's like, all right. I'm like, all right. She's like, it's good. And my great niece said it was good, and my sister and another relative said it was good. It's good to me, you know. So, yeah, but, you know, I made it as close to my mom's as I could, and with my own little signature flavor to it. But again, reach out to Salvation Army, United Way, to the your politicians, Salvation Army, Boys and Girls Clubs. You know, reach out. Reach out. Individuals, businesses, you know, volunteer if your heart, you know, speaks to you and tell you. You know, and sometimes it only takes maybe 30 minutes out of a week or every other week, you know, or maybe it's just to make phone calls or send emails or whatever that's important. And also I want to send best wishes out to the independent filmmakers also that submitted their film projects. The Crossroads Film Festival last night at midnight was deadline to submit your independent film project. So best wishes to you. And December the 15th, you know, I am a volunteer, unpaid coordinator for the Mississippi Music Showcase. And it was awesome last year, and it's going to be super awesome this year. Crossroads Film Festival is April 12th through the 15th, and we are working on in conjunction with the Mississippi Film Festival, Mississippi Music Video Showcase, an awesome panel discussion. Let me know if you're interested in being a part of the panel discussion also, okay? Ron Carbo last year, and he's an American Music Award Grammy winner. It's based right here. He's a native of New Orleans. Many of you all, especially in the music industry, know of his work. He worked with New Kids on the Block. As a matter of fact, it's one of his, if not both of his, one award was for New Kids on the Block. Another one for Wynton Marsalis, his longtime friend, because they're both from New Orleans, went to school together and played together. But he gave an awesome presentation. So we're looking forward to an awesome overall film festival, but definitely the Mississippi Music Video Showcase is going to be super awesome, showcasing the talents of Mississippi and those in the area, even internationally. It is an international film festival. So, again, you know, so we're going to be screening the film. The deadline is here. It was last night. So we're screening. You know, the screening process starts, like, now. And so, but you do have some time, those of you that want to submit your original music video. Again, December the 15th. And the website is Crossroads Film Festival. And so you go there and then you'll be directed to the, you know, what to do to submit your original music video. And also go to Crossroads Film Festival Facebook page also. So the film festival has been amazing. I have been hands-on since 2014 for the 2015 festival. Hands-on planning committee, screening committee, social media, and so on. And it's been amazing. I have been a long-time supporter of the festival, pretty much since the beginning, but hands-on, I did not come hands-on until 2014, and it is just super, super amazing. I mean, it is my passion project, and so it's super amazing, so we're just super excited. Last year was awesome, and so we're excited for the coming year. But check out the schedule. There's some awesome topics, and if you are interested in if you have any suggestions regarding topics and want to be a part of a broadcast, please don't hesitate to let me know. Email me at KultureShockEnt, KultureShockEnt _Beth at yahoo.com. Again, repeat, if you're like me, you need to hear it two or three times. KultureShockEnt _Beth at yahoo.com. One more time. KultureShockEnt _Beth at yahoo.com. Instagram, Beth Entrepreneur. LinkedIn, Bethany C. Williams Entrepreneur, spelled correctly. We did Instagram. Tumblr, the blog on Tumblr is bethentrepreneur.tumblr.com. And, of course, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports has a page called Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. And then also you can reach out to me on my page, Bethany Williams. And just like Facebook suggested last summer, I will go ahead and create a public figure page that I connect with the Instagram business profile page, which, you know, I have been, like, hesitant on. But I will go ahead and do that. And let's see, one more. Oh, YouTube, Culture Shock Inc. I'm thinking about creating a new one or rebooting my YouTube channel. I've had my YouTube channel for years, and it needs to be reboot, talking about reboots. And also, I'm on Snapchat. I've been studying and doing a little Snapchatting. But I know there's no such thing as perfection, but I want to Snapchat as effectively as I can. So on Snapchat, it's Culture Shock Inc. Inc. KultureShockE. KultureShock. ENT. So I'm right there on, on Snapchat. So connect with me on Snapchat, okay? Encourage me how to Snapchat more. You know, I know, but my friend Sandra, she's like, it's easy. I'm like, I know it's easy, but I want to do it effectively. You know, things would be easy, and you just put content out. But I want my content to reach and engage. You know. Not just do it because I can do it, right? But again, we're sending prayers, and we'll do another show where I provide pertinent info, and I will also schedule guests to call in so we can talk more about the hurricane relief and recovery. I hope the worst is over. I know I'm not alone in this. Hope and wish and pray that the for the worst being over. You know, living here in Mississippi and back and forth in Dallas and in Tacoma area, you know, hurricane and tornadoes are part of life. But these hurricanes coming the way that they have been coming has been just crazy. So, and not to mention other natural disasters, and then not to mention man-made disasters and violence that we have, and so many of us are, you know, protesting for humanity, for us for everybody to be able to live peacefully here, not just in America, but in this world. I was watching BBC this morning, and there's some crazy stuff going on regarding the voting process in Spain and Barcelona, Madrid. So there are protests and marches going on everywhere. And a big shout out to those that marched yesterday in Washington, D.C. This morning on C-SPAN, I watched an amazing march. March for Black Women, hashtag M4BW, and it was amazing to watch. Amazing march of, and then amazing speakers of and performers. That, so big shout out to everybody that participated in that. I mean, it was men, women, kids, all races, marching for Black women. So thank you. Thank you also. That was That was powerful. The speeches were powerful and so on. So I really wanted to provide more pertinent info, but it's important to contact those powerhouse organizations, Salvation Army, American Red Cross, United Way. Contact your officials. Some people don't think about that. Email them. Write them like I did. I sent Governor Rosello of Puerto Rico a message. I mean, you just have to do it. You never know. Tweet them, email them, call them, call your local, your state, your national, international leaders, and let them know how you feel and let them know what you're concerned about. To the governor, I even mentioned Adonis, and his family in Ponce, you know. So can't wait to see what happens when the president arrives in Puerto Rico, he and the First Lady, on Tuesday. And I hope some of those ships that are out there sitting at the ports with supplies, I wish they would, you know, why are they just sitting there? I mean, I know there are safety and security cautions, because, you know, we don't want workers and military to get hurt either, but there are people that need supplies that are on these ships, and I think that's amazing also what some of the cruise lines are doing also. They're using their ships to help people. And so a big shout out to the cruise lines companies that are making an effort also to help out regarding us getting aid to individuals and communities and so on, and definitely, you know, help, you know, people all ages, the babies and the senior citizens and the nursing homes and those that are well able, you know, they don't mind getting your hands dirty, you know. Do your part. We're all here to do something. If it's just, you know, do what I'm doing, utilizing my podcast, getting on social media, effectively networking, being resourceful. So if sometimes you think about it, you're more resourceful than you. We are more resourceful than we think we are. That's what I'm going to conclude the show on. Remember that. It's all about pulling together your resources. Even if it's, it doesn't have to be a long list of resources, but effective resources, quality resources. I don't know 300 people or 200 people. You make the right phone call to the right three people. You know, make five phone calls. Say, hey, what do you think about this? Or do you know anybody that would do this? You never know what will come out of it. So it doesn't take, you know, a long list. It takes just reaching out, posting. If you do social media, post. If you like emailing, send out a few emails. Hey, what do you think about this idea? Or do you know anybody that would be interested in doing this? I just have an idea. I'm not interested in doing that, but I would do this. You know, it's all about, you know, just finding out and starting a chat or a conversation with people, reaching out to people, you know, honestly. So I'm just going to leave with that regarding there's certain things that we can do to come together regarding these efforts. And we are all going through something. And when we do that, don't you feel like better personally? Or you feel like encouraged more that maybe some of the things that we all are going through, that we can deal with the situations a little better, you know? Right? Okay. But again, remember to create your profile so you can come in and chat with me like old times. and also interact with other Blog Talk Radio hosts here. And a big shout out to Cyrus Webb also. He's been doing an amazing job.